Please be advised this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Family First After Hours Line. Please remain on the line for the next available agent. Family First LLC answering service. Tabitha speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. Denai is my aide. My name is Michelle Angel Griffith. She might not be able to make it tomorrow, and if she can't make it, will they be able to cover me?
So you need somebody to cover tomorrow if your aide cannot make it?
Yes.
Sure. So let me gather some information so I can get a message out for you. Need someone to cover.
I wanted to send her for off of her car, and she needs to fix the fender on her car. She might be might have to be busy tomorrow fixing her fender on her car. Just in case she can't make it tomorrow, I have to have somebody to cover in case as a backup.
No problem. And you said your first name is Michelle?
Yes.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. And can I have the spelling of your last name, please, Michelle?
No, it's one L.
M-I-C-H-E-L-E. And the last name?
Angelista. A-N as in Nancy, G as in George, E-L-I, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A. Can I say something to you? This is important. I went on Google, and everybody gave you one star for your agency. They're the worst agency, they never answer the phone, the aides are going to make you decline to do all the work. I don't think they should rate your agency that way, because I like your agency. You do answer the phone, and you don't leave me by myself. I like that. The only thing is Saturday, I need an aide for Saturday. But if you look
you,
on
Michelle,
Google,
I appreciate
you,
that.
If you look on Google, you see all the one star they gave your agencies. It's the worst agency. I don't know why they say that about your agency. Maybe they didn't like you for some reason, but I like your agency.
Thank you, Michelle. And may I please have your phone number, Michelle, so I can get the message out for you?
Yeah, 267-463-8165. Do me a favor. Look on Google at your agency, and you see all the one star they gave. The worst agency. That's what they said.
So, thank you, Michelle. I will check that out later. Let me expedite this message, though, so I can get an aide to you tomorrow. That was 267-463-8165?
Yes. I'm going to call her
thank
tonight
you.
And see if she's going to be able to make it. She might not. There's a possibility she won't be able to make it because the fender fell off of her car, and she needs to have it repaired. So she might be preoccupied having her fender repaired.
No problem. And can I have your date of birth, Michelle?
March 30th, 1955.
And what town do you live in, please?
I live in Philadelphia, and I live northeast Philadelphia.
Northeast Philadelphia?
Yeah, on Tarsdale, and near Tarsdale and Frankfort.
Thank you, Philadelphia.
And would it be possible I could meet and greet this person over the phone before she comes?
So I will let them know that you would also like to do that. Thank you very much, Michelle. I'm going to relay the message for you so that somebody can reach back out to you in regards to this, okay?
Yes. And do me a favor, in your spare time, look on Google at your agency and see all the bad reviews they gave your agency.
Okay, Michelle, I will do that.
I don't think that's right. Maybe somebody don't. Maybe they have, for some reason, they don't like your agency.
Yeah, so everybody has their own opinion, but I'm happy that you do like the company and that you are happy with us.
Yes. Is there any way they could call her and see if she's going to make it tomorrow? Because a defender fell off of her car.
So I did relay the message over to one of our on-calls so that they can reach out to her, and then hopefully they'll reach out to you as well.
All right. Don't forget to call me because I don't want to be by myself tomorrow.
No problem. I did tell them to call you back.
Yes. And they're having trouble finding somebody for Saturday. I hope they don't leave me by myself on Saturday.
Okay. And did you want me to let them know also about Saturday?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me 1 second, Michelle.
I know, I'm telling everybody how good your agency is, and I have people wanting to sign up for your agency. Has somebody going to sign up for your agency? Her name is, let me see, I have to think. I have it in my contacts. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute. Her name is I-R-I-S-S-A. I can't pronounce her name. Arisa Turian, T-O-R-I-A-N. She wants to sign up at your agency. And another person wants to sign up at your agency also. Her name is Mason Horton. I think she signed up already. She wants to be my aide for 5 days.
So, Michelle, thank you very much for all the referrals and for all the good reviews that you're talking about us. So I did send a message over for the aide for tomorrow, and I also just sent a message over for Saturday as well.
Right. Am I going to be covered for tomorrow in case you can't show up?
So I'm going to send the message over so they can take care of this for you, okay?
Yes. And the other person, her name is Arisa Tillian. She wants to sign up with your agency. I told her how good your agency is, and she wants to sign up.
Thank you very much, Michelle. So I did relay your messages, and I appreciate your referrals. I'm going to so let's clear the line so that they can give you a call back if they need to. And I did expedite your messages for you.
Right.
Thank you very much, Michelle, and I hope you have a great night.
Yeah, will I be able to call you later on?
So we're here all night, but they should be giving you a call back.
All right. And this person is supposed to sign up with your agency within the next couple of days. Her name is Arisa Turian. She used to be my aide with Comfort Care, another agency.
Okay, Michelle. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, then I'll be waiting to hear from somebody.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.